AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcasts. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, 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 how y'all doing? It's your girl, Didi Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. We are back with another episode of The Core Queen Chat. New name. Make sure you put it in your brain, okay? The Core Queen Chat. And I got a returning guest, my girl, Desandria. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm honored to be back. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. I'm so happy to have you back. Because I thought, like, last time I didn't get, you know, what I needed to get from you. Because it was a panel, so.
Yeah.
I said, we got some stuff that we need to talk about.
We got a chat.
Yes. Because that panel was,
It was something.
It was definitely something.
I'm like, can I get a word in? But it's all right. It's okay, though. I get it. You know, I do.
But for those of you who do not know Desandria, I will let you guys in on a little bit of her bio so we can get to know her, and then I'm gonna get into these questions because I need to know some stuff. So from crafting pastries to curating dream space, Desandria has a proven history of creating lasting impressions. A proud mother and family-oriented professional, she channels her passion for connection and attention to detail in her real estate specialty. She specializes in commercial and luxury real estate. And she has the warmth, dedication, and exceptional service. And she ensures every client's real estate journey is nothing short of extraordinary. Y'all welcome the sweetest realtor, Miss Desandria.
Hi, y'all.
Listen, like you said, you didn't really get to say much, but what you did say resonated with people, so I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
So
thank you for the platform.
My first question, we're gonna start with the easy stuff.
All right. Yeah. Take it easy. It's been a day.
So since you are a real estate agent, what has been your experience in that career field so far?
Oh, wow. Well, so I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time now, since I was like 20 years old.
Okay.
So I knew I wanted to start baking and things like that for myself. But transitioning from like pastries to real estate, I can tell you I feel like anything worth it is not easy.
Right.
I have to be honest. I think real estate stretches you. It lets you know what you're truly made of. A lot of agents in this game don't produce, you know, and they don't care about their craft and their service they're providing.
Okay.
So when you are someone like me who is passionate about just about any and everything that I do, if I touch it, my name's on it, I care about it. I want to do it the right way, or at least to my standards.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's been a blessing. It's a grind. It's a daily grind. Hence, I'm a little late today and I do apologize.
That's fine.
I do. Land meeting ran over. Then it was another client call after that. But it comes with the job. And I think the main thing in real estate is just knowing how to pivot. You got to learn how to pivot. I'm a solution-based person. That's what my business is about. That's what the firm is about. It's all about solving problems. Like, that's what we do. We don't focus on anything else. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the firms. You just had a big event not too long ago.
Yes.
So tell me how the event went and tell people about, you know, the firm and what it's about.
I would love to. So the firm I'm a part of is BG Lux, and the firm owner, the broker in charge, the big, is my girl, Bree Gaither. Bree is a Charlotte native. She's from Charlotte. And she's been in real estate 5 years. She opened up her own firm. And so I met her when I was studying for my exam, and it was just like an instant connection, you know, and we told each other we wanted to do some things, and we've been doing it. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Our firm is, we just provide red carpet experience for all of our clients.
Okay. Red carpet.
We're rolling it out. Yes. We're rolling it out for you. Because we truly do care about the service we provide. Mm-hmm. And that's whether you're a first time home buyer, luxury, you're doing land, you're doing commercial, you're leasing. Like, we actually provide, like, it doesn't matter the price point because the service is going to be the same.
Come on now.
So yeah, that's BG Lux, really.
I love it. I love it. So how did the event go? I know it was a huge thing.
It went amazing. You know how, like, you go to an event, or you the event is like catered around you.
Right.
But you don't get to talk to everybody. You don't get to see everyone. But when I tell you, we had the museum tower packed out. We were at the top floor. Charlotte, it rained, but Charlotte looked so gorgeous that night. Like, my family was there. My friends were there. My clients were there. And it was just, it was eye-opening for me because I got to see, like, the support, like, in real time.
Yeah.
Because I truly know a lot of people support me. They believe in me. And so, but when you put them all together in that one room.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like, it was magical. And it gave me another fire to be like, all right. So, like, I was already going to do it. But now I'm about to, like, turn it up a little bit. Yeah. So, it was amazing. It was tiring. But we were so tired. My mom was like, my feet hurt. I was like, mine too.
That is so good. I'm so proud of you. And that's just so awesome just to hear Black women doing big things in big spaces. So congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you.
So would you recommend anyone buying? I know you're a realtor, but your unbiased opinion, buying in this economy right now?
I would recommend it. I'm not going to lie. It's a seller's market right now.
Okay.
You know, but I would recommend it if you have a knowledgeable agent. I'm going to be honest. So you got to have an agent that's listening to you, that knows your wants, your needs, that knows the market. Because if you don't, then you kind of just, you could possibly get anything, or you could pay more than what you got to have somebody who knows to negotiate. Okay. Like, negotiation is big in markets like this. Mm-hmm. So, I would recommend it if you have a realtor like me.
Period.
So, or anybody from BG Lux. So
that's good. That's good, because I know it's a lot of fear mongering going on right now with the economy and stuff. So to hear from a professional, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give somebody who is interested in being a real estate agent?
Oh, man, I say do it. You know, real estate is like one of the main ways to become a millionaire, you know, so whether you're investing or you got your license, you want to be an agent. I would say do it. I would say do it, though, with an open mind. Like I said, it's hard work. I mean, every day it's a hustle, it's a grind. Real estate never sleeps. It never sleeps. And then with us being in, like, the social media world, that's a big thing in real estate. Something that I hate. I hate making those reels, but you know, you gotta go with what sells and what works too.
Right.
And I do it in my own way that I'm comfortable, but I just be like, Lord, if I gotta make it, I'm not a TikTok person. I can't do tickety talk. I can create, I just can't. Talk. You know, but what I can do is take some cute pictures.
Do that. Listen, just post it.
Okay. And, you know, show my day to day and, like, how I gain clients and how I am personable and, like, my services. But no, I would encourage anyone, if you have, like, the need or you want to find another outlet or avenue, like, real estate is it. Because you get to make it your own, you know? You get to make it your own. So it's been working out for me. Anything I want to do is going to work regardless. So if you want it to work, it'll work.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
So go get your license.
So how do you balance being a boss, a mom, and having a love life if you have one?
Ooh,
so I'm about to get in your business.
The love life.
Got to get in your business, man.
A little bit. I'm not going to lie. You just got to be intentional and you have priorities. Mm-hmm. And so right now, my love life isn't a priority for me. And I'm not going to lie. Like I wish I was like that sooner. You know, I was married, then I was divorced. And then, you know, I took some time off and I'm dating and stuff like that. And the minute I stopped letting that be one of my focal points, when I say the absolute minute, because God, it's a God minute at that. It was like that. Then someone came along that was like, blew my mind. And I'm like, dang, I don't even want a man right now. I'm in this space. This is such a good space. I was telling him, I was like, I don't want no boyfriend. I need about 6 months. And that man was like, you got about 3 to be my woman. Like, stop playing. And I was like, you know, but I can say, like, I'm intentional. I do try to balance my schedule well. It is days like this where I can't get this one, and like, I'm late. And because I try to be punctual. Mm-hmm. I don't like to show up late. I don't like to waste anyone's time. Everybody's time is valuable to me because my time is too. Mm-hmm. And so I create a schedule. I have a planner. I got a Google Calendar, you know, because I work a full-time 9-to-5. And then I also do my own thing 9-to-5, like, because I'm going to dedicate 40 hours as an employee, I'm definitely going to do 40 hours for myself, you know, because that's the ultimate goal anyways, you know, with ownership. It's always been ownership. Mm-hmm. So it does get hard. It does get challenging. But like, I just try to, you know, do what I say I'm going to do. I have a good support system in my life.
Okay.
You know, like my mom drove down last weekend just to get my kid for the weekend. Oh, I'm like, she's like 2.5 hours away.
Wow.
So it's the people that's around me that believes in me. And then it's just that I'm just determined. Like, I'm so focused. It's like the eye of the tiger. Like, nothing can take me off of this right now. Like, you can't, you try, you know? So, I think just me, the hunger and like knowing that it's bigger than me too. Like, it's my family, it's my kid, you know, it's friends that's helped me that I want to like pay them back in a major way, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I think that's what keeps me, like, honestly focused on the balance and everything
So you mentioned that you were married. You went through that divorce and all that stuff. So what are some tools that you will pass down to your daughter to help her vet her partner properly?
I'm going to be honest. The first thing I would, well, what I'm teaching my daughter is to vet herself. Because, I'm not gonna lie, I learned probably more going through my divorce than I did when I was married.
Wow.
A lot of healing, you know, trauma, different things that I didn't know. Because at that point, or at any point, you can't fix anyone else. You just gotta fix yourself. So I was like, you know what, Lord, this didn't work out. You know, we were young. We had Shaylee young. Mm-hmm. I had her at 21. I was like, what am I doing? Because, like, I know I ain't perfect. I ain't that bad. But I was like... like, something wrong with me, because, you know, anybody perfect but Jesus. So I was like, let me take the plank out of my eye before I take the speck out of someone else's. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first thing is I teach my daughter to know herself, know what she want, know what she don't want, know who she is, and stand on that. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to a man, I have a few examples of my life. Sadly, one of them has passed. Like my papa, he was a really great beacon for me when it came to what I saw, how he catered to my grandma, especially in the later years when she was sick, you know, in the hard years. You know, they say for better or for worse, mean those things, sickness and in health. And so when I witnessed those things, you know, when they had financial issues or you know, when she was sick or when he was sick, I took a lot of those things out of their book. But as far as my daughter, though, like now she's had her first boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And this is and this is how much we talk. I'm not going to say too much. She'll kill me.
Don't put her business out there.
My girl don't like
please,
that.
Please don't put her business
okay,
out there.
Okay, my girl, she already mad with her hair. So I'm like. she was like saying she broke up with the boy because like he wasn't a good communicator. He didn't display emotional intelligence. And I was just like, I am so proud of you
because he
has to know how to communicate and express himself in a healthy manner. And so that let me know that I was doing something right when it came to, cause I'm not a man, you know, and she has a father. And, you know, and I've talked to him about talking to her about boys and stuff, you know, and things like that. So I just try to, like, I tell her, you just want a good human being. Yes. Character, like a good human being. How does he treat people that doesn't, like, can't offer him anything, you know? And so what does he find value in and things like that? And so I think she's taken a few pieces from that, you know, when she did that, I was like, all right, good job. And she's not boy crazy right now. I'm happy. Maybe she'll say that for college. By that time, I ain't got to see it. You'll be in a dorm room or an apartment. I'm okay with that. I can handle it.
How old is she now?
She'll be 15 tomorrow. Oh, happy early birthday, baby. I love you so much.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, well, I'm making sure you ain't texting me now. Like, don't be saying too much.
That's a tough, that window for girls is so tough.
It is so tough.
Yeah.
It's so tough. And the hormones, you know, and like.
Out of control. They're out of control.
They're everywhere. And you know, you try to resonate when you were that age. And even though, even if you can, it's still different.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
but we were out of control.
We were out of control. Like, my mom wasn't my mom. Like, I'm
get out back of my face.
Yeah, like, it was more of that type of teaching. Me, I'm like, let's talk about this. And then when I yell on the bad person.
Right.
I'm trying not to yell.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to yell. My boo's like, he don't yell at his son. He's like, you can't be yelling.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Okay,
look at him training you
up. I saw it. I didn't like it at first. I was like,
you better listen to that man.
I did. Now I do. I was like, you know what? It took me like it was like a 24-hour sleep on it type thing. It was so early.
Who talking to? What you mean?
I was like, I can't yell. And he was like, I don't yell at my son. I don't want nobody else yelling at my son. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. You know, but that's why I am making space for him when I can. Mm-hmm. And like, he knows that because he brings a lot of value to my life. He makes my life easier.
Yeah.
He invests in me. Like he really
you
is.
You gotta make some more time for that
I'm
man.
What
you
talking about? Going I got two girl. Jobs, babe. Like,
look, you better take
like.
Some of
that.
Well,
like,
he better take some of that off of you so you ain't gotta have two jobs.
I'll be working on
sir,
that.
Where you at?
Where you
at? You better make it do what it do.
Don't comment, okay?
Oh my goodness. So you have a young daughter. I have a daughter, but she's older and she's in a great relationship. But how do we prepare our young Black girls for marriage and not just for a wedding?
That's good. That's good. I think it goes to down to, you know, communication. And then I think we're... I know, right? I gotta scratch my head on that to make sure I say it because I know how y'all like to tussle when you know,
especially on my page.
Yo, they will relax.
They
y'all.
Will drag us for filth over
relax.
There.
Relax. But I think it's more of just like not doing what society tells us we should do or what they say a man is supposed to be or a woman's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's catered and it's custom.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up seeing that. Like, my mom was a breadwinner,
mm-hmm.
but like my stepdad, he cooked and then, like, he did a lot of that. He took me to practice. He was there a majority of my games. So, my mom, she was an entrepreneur and she worked so much. Thank you, mom, for all your hard work. I love you. But, you know, they didn't wear traditional hats.
Right.
It wasn't traditional. It was what worked for our family. And it worked for our family like 16 years. So, you know, I think the main thing I would give to the advice to our girls when it comes to marriage, first of all, love yourself. And then we got to be able to recognize when we are loved by a man properly. And that's what I mean, I'm 36 and I'm just now being like, all that I had was nothing. Okay. Like, now I can see what true love and value is.
But maybe because you healed and you drew that to you. That's what came to you.
Amen. Thank you. Because I worked on that. Yes. I wanted to be what I wanted to find.
Absolutely.
And so I started projecting that and I stopped taking anything less. I didn't care what it was. Like,
exactly.
Anything less, I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. And then it literally opened up the door for me to receive. And I tell you, it's like, I be trying to, my friends like, explain it to me, like how, you know, because they know what I've been through.
Right.
And I'll be like, it's just like complete bliss. Like, it's just, I just exist. I don't do nothing else. And then I'll be feeling like I need to do something because I'm so used to serving. And I'm so used to being the one that I didn't even realize I had issues with receiving and just sitting down and letting somebody be like, I got this.
Yep.
Don't worry about this. Or what do you need? Let me help. And I'm like.
And them actually following through.
And they followed through.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's it. That's where it's at. Cause, and I think one thing that we are failing at as like my generation and then like the younger generation, we are not demonstrating enough. So we don't demonstrate, they don't see a lot of marriages.
No.
So they don't really know how to be a wife. They just see, they see a lot of weddings.
That's right.
And that's all they plan for is the wedding. And it's like, no, you know, it's some work that happens after that.
That's where the real work began. Yeah. Like the wedding, the bridezilla, the mother-in-law, all that stuff, that's nothing compared to when it's just you guys alone.
Yeah.
And you can't figure out how to come to common ground, or you can't figure out how to understand each other.
Right.
Because I feel like that's what everybody wants, is just to be understood.
That's it.
That's it. I just want you to understand me, and I do my best to understand you.
Yeah.
And then we try to like work it out, but... Yeah, wedding is like 1% of all of it. It ain't even that, honestly. It's a day. It's a day. And it's an important day, you know, but it's not the most important thing. It's not more important than the marriage.
Right.
It's not more important than the marriage. And I think when you've been married or you've been with somebody for a long time, you see that. You see it. And you like, I don't want that one.
Yeah, I don't. So I posted a question on my page today and the men went crazy.
Oh Lord.
Crazy. So I was like, you know what? We're going to talk about this and I'm going to say what I need to say. Cause y'all was trying to come for me on my page.
Don't do that.
So who do you think sacrifices more in a relationship, men or women?
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I think it varies. I can't really say if it's a man or a woman because it depends on the season. Ooh. Sometimes you give more because you have more to give and that person doesn't. Like, I'm not gonna lie. And this is why I haven't been in a relationship for so long, because I've been going through a lot of stuff. But when I'm like, either I'm locked in, or maybe somebody dies, I can't give a lot. I can only be there for me necessarily at that moment, or do the things that I know I have to do. Like, I got to take care of my kids. Some things we don't have an option. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I had a spouse, I know I got to take care of him too. But when it comes to like sacrifices, I think it just depends on who has it to give and whose turn is it? Because sometimes it may be your turn to make more and give more, you know, and sometimes it may not be your turn and you don't have to give more, you receive less or whatever. So I think it varies. Now, if we're talking about childbirth, of course, like that, women, we make the most sacrifices. I got stretch marks to this day, but I mean, I do think it varies because I have a brother, he's married, and I see the sacrifice he's made. He's probably gonna be mad, but he like literally worked through his dialysis and kidney transplant. Like my brother, I'd never look at him the same. And I obviously know him clearly my whole life, but I seen him work through dialysis like 2 years.
Mm.
And he was like on 8 hours a day.
Right.
But he had a family to provide for, you know? And so I don't know what gets bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he could have been like, I'll receive this. I'll sit back and do this. Because his health, like he truly was sick.
Right.
You know? And so, I think it varies. I think it varies. But one thing I can say is you got to be selfless.
Mm.
You got to be selfless when you are with someone. You got to be willing to do it. You got to have a partner that's like, you know what? If I got to strap up my boots and do it, then I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah. Yeah. And so I just wanted to address some of the comments that the men were making.
Oh, please do. I'm so interested.
Good Lord. You know, I should just read them. I should just read them.
Please read them.
I was like, I'm not arguing with y'all today.
Let me see if I know some of them.
They're not stopping there. They might be some of your people. So I'm going to read the one that I pinned, because this was probably the most complete, transparent response. So Mr. Marcus Hall, which I know him, he was one of my supervisors in the military. He said, traditionally has been the woman. They sacrificed their careers and goals for the family. Men made more money because of inequality, and women stayed home in domestic roles. In current days, it's a toss-up. Women are still playing catch-up due to centuries of BS bias, but they are pursuing their goals at a fevered pitch. To reflect on my own marriage, my wife sacrificed to support my military career. Once we retired, we reversed. I support her career. we still both sacrifice when needed, but it's about her career. And then he goes into an example of why. So I was like, okay, that's a very well-rounded response. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that 100%, well, 99, because he was the one, percent of these people said men are the ones that sacrifice the most. So
they did, huh?
So this Carnell Jr. says, men, I'm commanded by God to lay down my life, even if it means death. Now, that's only if she's my wife. Since I'm not married anymore, it would only be for my daughters.
Death is a little strong, brother. But we all can take a bullet.
Well, I said that's true. However, women are also putting their lives on the line every time she brings life into the world.
Every time.
And that's more consistent than
like you, somebody mugging dying. You or breaking into your home, buddy. But thank you for that.
So this is the guy that I kind of went a little back and forth with. Of course, he says men do. And I said, in what way? Mm-hmm. That's all I said. That is the only words I said.
You want him to elaborate.
He said the same way a woman does. The only difference is a woman can have a child. Other than that, it's about the same. Because other than that, bitch, you wouldn't exist.
I didn't know labor was so casual.
Says it's about the same because it's men that give up their entire life to make sure the woman that they're with is happy. And sometimes that means nothing because other things that's been sacrificed is the problem. Everyone is so one-sided. They forget that the person they're with also made sacrifices in their life as well. No, if you're one of those people that believe only women give up their lives for a man, that's your opinion. It's wrong, but it is what it is. Just remember, men and women both are humans and come into this world with their own lives that doesn't evolve around other people. So yes, men sacrifice just as much as women do besides the fact of childbirth. I said your original response was one-sided.
I was just about to say that. Brother, get some healing. Okay. It sounds like you need some healing, honestly. Yeah. That comment is just spewing hurt. Don't bleed on us.
No, so this is where I said all people make sacrifices.
That's right.
He said, no, it's not. And you just repeated what I said. I just answered your question. But my first answer is true. No one gives a F about what a man feels or goes through. I bet you can't tell me what any man any man you ever met sacrificed in their lives. I'm not trying to argue with you, but you are. But it's true. A man has to have money, a house, a car. Being an adult.
You got to have that same thing. We got to have the make all this money.
He said, they got to make all this money, do everything to make a woman happy, and can possibly still get fucked over. Let's take children and childbirth out of the equation. Give me a list of the things a woman sacrificed to get a man, and I can give you a longer list of what some men sacrifice. First of all, I'm not sacrificing shit to get a man.
I am not
the pursuer.
Yeah, baby.
That's not my job.
Second of all, he the type of man that's asking what I'm bringing to the table. Child. And I don't talk to men like that, baby, because they let me know you ain't even got the table. And that's fine with me.
He got his mama table.
He got somebody table. He may not have a table, but that's the type of man that is. And I really hate that for him because he really does sound hurt and scarred.
Very hurt.
He really is jaded. And I think that's going to blind him for really trying to be a good partner, because at the end of the day, if you want to pay tick for tack and say who sacrifices more, and if we just take a poll on it, and I'm just talking about a poll in general, women do sacrifice a lot.
Yeah, and that's why, like, when women get married younger, they tend to get divorced young too, because they feel like they sacrificed their youth to build their family, to be a mom, to let the man go out and create whatever career that they wanted to create. So that's a whole sacrifice in itself. Like, I literally sacrificed my entire existence.
That was me. Like, that was me until I started my baking business. My ex-husband, he worked and traveled, and I did it with him. I would go to school online. I mean, I moved. I did a lot of different things. And then it was time for me, like, when I actually found something that I wanted to do and that I believed in, you know, the tables turned. And I'm even like, I'm not gonna lie, and this is just a moment of transparency. I mean, I'm, you know, looked down or shunned on now because I am working so hard, you know, when it comes to doing real estate full time and having a full time real estate job. So, and I'm like, dang, but you do the same thing. You did that. Like, the only difference is my kid is still a priority. They already know. There, like, I answer my call during meetings. If my kid call, I'm at work, I'm answering the phone. That'll never change, you know, and it never has. So I get looked down on, and I'm like less of a mom or whatever, because I do work so hard and I am ambitious when it comes to it. But yet, it's okay if I support a man that does it. You know, it's just not, and it's not fair. It's not right. Because I mean, what I have to also provide, I also have to, my kid has to eat, you know, like Myers Park, they, it ain't none of that stuff, you know? And so it's just crazy how it is. I really just wish everyone could just take a step back and, I mean, just have grace for one another. I have grace for men. I do. Come on, you think I love my Black men. Right. I hate when I don't like to see when the world doesn't love them.
Right.
That it bothers me. That's why I'm a beacon for them. So if anything, I'm an advocate and I'm on your side, but that also comes with accountability and letting you know you're wrong.
Yeah. And that guy, you could tell the caliber of women that he's used to.
Oh,
so
He
just haven't had that experience with somebody actually caring about his sacrifice.
That's all it is. And I hate you was done like that, buddy. I really do.
But if
I
keep talking like that, we're going to keep doing it to your ass.
Okay. Because don't come over here.
Who is you talking to?
Talking spicy like that. What? Why he gotta talk to you? I don't know.
I feel like for some reason, men like that, they like get a kick out of like trying to go at a Black woman.
Oh, they do.
Like they want to have that banter. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going back and forth with you. Like, I just asked you in what way. I just wanted you to explain the experience.
I just wanted you to explain because I'm a person of intelligence.
And I just really want to know your perspective because it may be something I never thought of. That's it.
Help teach me something, but you can't teach me nothing. You can't teach me nothing.
Sir. And you know, I said earlier, I just don't feel like if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they are sacrificing something, I don't think sacrifice should be loud. I shouldn't know. If you're trying to make sure I'm good and I'm comfortable and I'm safe, I shouldn't know what you sacrificing for me.
Yes. Amen.
Like, okay, you're just making sure that I'm safe and I'm good.
Because we do the same thing. Like, it's silent. Yes. It's silent. And a lot of times it's unnoticed and it's unseen.
Yeah.
And that's okay because we don't do it for the glory or the appreciation or the attention. We do it because we love you. We value you. We see what you're doing. We believe in your dreams.
Absolutely.
Because it's always bigger than you individually. It's about the family.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're going to get it right.
We're going to get it right one day. Maybe the next generation. I don't know.
They Oh, Lord. They are a little different.
TikTokers. Wow,
listen,
boy.
They attention span 30 seconds.
Literally.
30 seconds.
Long as a reel.
It's really ridiculous.
Long as a reel.
Absolutely. Don't give them no instructions with steps in it. You better give them one step at a time.
Once I'll be like, did you not listen to what I said? Listen. That's what we're working on now, listening.
Mom, now what you tell me, man? Man, come on. You can't follow those simple instructions.
I'll be so scared. Lord, don't let me die soon. I don't know what my baby gonna do.
Okay, so this is, I really want to ask this question because I think most men need to hear this. So I want you to tell me, what do you think Black women can do to help heal the male experience from some of the hurt that they've experienced? Because we get blamed for a lot of stuff.
We do. Oh, man, we do. That's a good question. I guess I have to go back to first grace.
Mm.
You know, you never know what someone's been through, how they grew up. A lot of us grew up totally different, you know.
Yeah.
How do we help them heal? I wish I had like a holistic answer to that because I do think about it. I have thought about it because I have brothers and cousins and nephews and my own father.
Right.
You know, my own father has unpopular opinions about women.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't agree with. And so, which is why I don't really ask him for advice when it comes in. Because I ain't trying to, I love my dad. I do. I love my dad very much, but that's not the type of man I'm trying to marry.
Mm.
You know? And so I don't look in that direction when it comes to that. Now, if he protect and provide, that's more his thing, you know. But I don't know. Maybe just giving them grace. Also, it's hard to help someone see when they can't see it. Like, I think it's – I don't know what we can do besides show them that they need to, like, change their perspective because there's perception and then there's perspective. And I don't really know how to do that. Because the first thing is like recognizing, you know, you need this feeling or, you know, your vision is jaded or.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish that's a good question. I hate that I can't even really answer it.
I think I've had panels of men often. And one of the common things that they always talk about is not feeling safe to be vulnerable with women.
Oh, that's just good.
Yeah. Because they feel like it's always used against them. And I always go back to, like you said earlier, to the person. So what is it in me that I'm not vetting my partner properly, that I don't feel safe with her to be vulnerable with her? What is it in me that I'm attracting?
Yeah.
Because if I'm attracting a big booty and a nice looking woman, she may not be equipped to handle my vulnerability. That's so right. Now when we argue, she's using it as a weapon. So I often try to have the conversation with them. Like, I've never been in a serious relationship with somebody and use something like that would hurt them to the core and use it back on them. Because I'm just empathetic. Like,
I didn't know people even did that, honestly. When men would tell me that, I'm like, I know. Yeah, right.
Who would do that?
Who would do that? What kind of person are you? Yeah. Like, I didn't know that was happening. But no, I think that's true. And that's a great point. And I didn't know it was a big thing in our community.
Yeah.
I grew up, I have older brothers. They're twins. I love my brothers so much. They helped raise me. Good guys, Manny and Danny. And I guess being around them and like my mom, she just made sure that, you know, it was certain things you didn't do to men, boys.
Right.
Like kick them in the private. That was one of the things. Like, you're going to get a whooping for that. I don't care what happened. Like, you don't do that. And then one of the things is like they were allowed to have emotions, even though they didn't really show it. That was their choice personally, but they had a space for it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm used to. And when I don't get that, if a man nonchalant or like, I'd be like, whoa, that's crazy. I don't like that because I'm not used to that. I don't like that. Like, chalant me, like, tell me what's up. I gotta know. Nonchalant gets you nowhere. It gets you nowhere.
It gets you blocked and out of here because I'm done.
Because I'm done with that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it was big in our community that men didn't have a safe space. So I really do try, like, even just with my friends, allowing them to tell me something, you know, not being judgmental, letting them be vulnerable when it comes to just sharing how they feel. They need to cry, do whatever. Like, I want to be there. And I always ask, like, how you doing? How you feeling?
Right.
Like, what's going on in your mind? Because I know a lot of men don't get that.
They don't.
Don't nobody ask how they doing.
They don't.
You know, and I always say, are you okay? Happy Friday. Like, what's going on?
Yep.
Because, like, I mean, I do personally care, but I know, like, there's a lack of that. There's a lack.
It's very disproportionate.
Yeah.
Yeah, because women are, I mean, we come out of the womb being taken care of. Like, people want to know how we feel and what's our, like, how our emotions and all that stuff.
Yes, and they don't get that same luxury. No. And I really do hate it because it's needed.
It's definitely needed.
It's needed.
And it helps in a relationship because if they can tap into their emotions and their vulnerability, then they understand when we might be a little unregulated.
Yes, right. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Help me help you.
Please understand these emotions. We can't help it. I promise y'all. We're not doing it on purpose.
But pick the right woman, like you said, when it comes to... because there's women that's out there that care.
Absolutely.
It is.
They're like, probably taken already. But,
they're probably already taken. You know, I'm sorry. I don't stay on the market for long. You know, so by choice. Like, they probably already taken because when you find that, you know, that's a value within itself.
Yes.
A safe space, a safe place with a human.
Yeah, that's rare. Very rare.
It's rare. So, no, I love that you said that. And I think that's a great way to start because men don't have that. But, man, I wish you did. I wish you did, you know?
Yeah. We're going to get there.
We're going to get there, y'all.
We trying, y'all. We trying.
In the next world.
So here's a question that a lot of men, this word has just been swirling around. So I want to know, do you hold your female friends accountable when they are being unreasonable?
I'm gonna tell you the truth. I do because I feel like men don't do it. I do it just for that reason. Cause I've seen like groups of guys like do things that they're not supposed to do and they've married and their friends won't tell them. Mm. You know, they won't be like, man, that's messed up. Like, and then they're like, oh, that's a grown man. I can't control him, whatever. But no, I do hold my friends, my girlfriends accountable and they hold me accountable too, you know, because there's times I'll be like, you got me real bad, like beat that out. But I do hold my girls accountable and they hold me accountable because that's how you grow. And at the end of the day, if someone is like yesing everything I say, they ain't being true and real anyways.
They gotta go.
I don't need a yes man. Like, I don't need a yes woman. So and I don't want to be stagnant, you know. And sometimes when you are uncomfortable, that is, you know, most time you've been held accountable. So
yeah,
I do believe in that. I hold my girlfriends accountable, my kid. Like, that's how I grew up in a house of accountability though. Mm-hmm. So when people don't have it, I get mad. I'm like, I don't like that. Nope. You can't even be accountable for your actions.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't sit well with me. So, yeah, I definitely do. Do you hold your... I know you do, though.
You know these folks. They know I'm crazy. They know I'm about to call their asses out, like, or get away from me, because you're not going to have me looking crazy.
You're not. Mm-mm.
Because what I found is a lot of women are in these, like, pockets, the echo chambers. Mm. And they're all just... spewing the same stuff over. I'm like, when are you going to look at yourself and hold yourself accountable? You're a trash ass bitch. Sorry.
Yes.
And nobody wants you.
And no one. And that's why.
And they're like, oh, I'm single for it. I'm by choice. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Because as soon as you get a man, it's all over social media and you're excited about it.
You post every last one of them.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? They all look the same.
I'm like, I don't have a problem getting a man, but can you keep him?
But can you get a good man? Getting a man is the easiest thing to do. I can walk outside right now and catch one like that.
Easy.
So that's the easiest thing to get. But can you keep a good one?
Yeah,
you
know, is he a quality man?
And do we want to keep you?
Period. that's the thing.
Do the man
do
you want to
be around you?
Baby, because I got something that want to be kept. Okay, do you got that? So yeah,
listen.
I know.
Let me not
like
tell
that.
All my secrets.
Yeah. No.
Listen, they need some help though, for real, because it's been far too long that women just get away with things and
that's
nobody
true.
Really says anything.
100%. I see a lot of things that I don't like, or a lot of ways that they talk about men, or they do good men. I can't stand for a woman to do a man wrong. I'd be like, why? It's so hard already, Lord.
It ain't many left.
And then you do Buddy like that, and Buddy was really trying to love you and help you and be with you. And so that's, I don't put that out because that's not what I want to receive.
Right.
You know, and I really hate that. I do, because I mean, I want the lovers to find lovers. You know what I mean? And if you out there playing, find somebody to play with too.
Because they're out there.
Charlotte is full of them, guys. Go to Imperial. It's about to get heated. Go.
Right.
They're out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop trying to force people to do things that they don't want to do. Or somebody that actually has the same alignment as you. And if you poly, they're out there, just find those people.
When I learned that, it got so much easier. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I believe when a man tell me something, I believe him.
Believe
him.
That's fine. Believe him.
Yeah,
they ain't lying.
They ain't lying. And believe me when I tell you something too.
Please. I don't know. You might not want to believe me all the time. No, I'm joking. Oh my goodness. So speaking of good men, have you ever fumbled a good man?
Oh, have I ever fumbled a good guy? Goodness, my heart, my mouth on the line say no, because I'm perfect. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with me. Lord knows I won't tell this story. I love having this question.
No. I need to hear this. What did you do?
Man, okay, so I'm not gonna call it a fumble, you know what I mean? It wasn't necessarily a fumble, but when I first moved here, I was married like all my 20s, you know what I mean? We met in high school. And so I didn't have a lot of experience with dating.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so I was like, I started dating and I formed a couple of rosters here and there.
Not a roster.
Oh man, I tell you, it was a time to be alive.
Listen.
Like, you know, flued out here and there.
She was getting flued out.
In here. It was fun. My mom was like, where you get to LA? Like,
hey, mama, mind your business.
Why are you following my location? That's not what it's for. It's not an emergency right now. Nobody's kidnapping me. I was in Corpus Christi. I don't know why I was in Corpus Christi. That doesn't even matter. But I was dating and I was having a good time. But one of the guys I was dating, I like kind of stopped dating all the other guys to date him.
Mm.
And so we literally moved to Charlotte same week. Our birthday was in the same week. We met at each other's birthday party.
Okay.
We had a birthday party. What was it? I always say it wrong, but it's Nouveau. It's like uptown.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah. So me and my bestie, like, we host a little birthday thing. And so I met him there, and like, amazing guy. When I tell you, just like, top notch guy. And so the thing was, he had plans to move to LA You know, he had a business and everything. And he moved from Detroit to Charlotte. Mm-hmm. He started working in Charlotte. And he was like, I got to move my business to LA. And it was happening so fast for me. Like, it was. And I was just, I have a kid. He didn't have any kids. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And so I visited him a few times, you know, and we stayed in contact and everything. But if I ever fumbled anybody, it was because I couldn't do that. I couldn't like make just that move. Right. I couldn't up and move. And I was like, nah, I just got to Charlotte and I want to get my real estate license. Like I couldn't pivot off of what I saw for myself. But yeah, if I ever fumbled one, that would definitely be.
Well, I don't think that's a fumble. You didn't like treat him bad.
No, definitely not. And I was honest with him. Now I be honest with the guys. Y'all can't never say I lied to you. I'll tell y'all the truth. But you know, it's just sometimes things work out and then it doesn't. But have I ever like done a guy wrong necessarily? I may have cussed you out or something, but I don't think I did you wrong. And like, let's just talk about it. There, to the reaction, there's a reaction. Like, what'd you do to me? Because
you know what?
But I'm grown. I've grown though. Like, I've grown. You know, I know how to communicate better. But no, have you fumbled anybody?
See, now you in my business.
I know the people want to know.
Ooh, child, I fumbled one bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Just give me
I ain't gonna say
story.
Fumble because if I wanted them now, no, I'm joking.
I probably could.
Yeah, I had a really, really amazing guy. Really mm-hmm. amazing guy. I talk about him often on some of my shows. When I was stationed in Florida,
mm-hmm.
when I tell you this man treated me like gold, like I didn't have to worry about anything at all. He handled everything. And I just wasn't healed enough to accept him.
Mm.
I couldn't do it. I ran. He didn't care. He was still there. He was not leaving. And when I moved here is when I kind of like, I really broke his heart bad. Like he told me he had to fast from me for 30 days. I'm like, wait a minute. Fasting is when you fast, you like don't something bad. Like
I got a fast from
I was like, what do I do? And I didn't know that he was fasting from me. So I'm trying to contact him. And I'm like, I can't get through. I'm calling his friends. Like, is he alive? Is he okay?
Yes.
And after them 30 days, he reached back out to me and he was like, yeah, I was fasting from you. I was like, oh. I'm so sorry.
That man was on you bad. That was a strong soul tie, baby.
So
he
bad.
Loves you.
He
I
did.
Feel you.
Real
know.
Bad. And I mean, we're still friends, cordial, but, and I tell him all the time how sorry I am for treating, but I just wasn't well then. I wasn't healed. I was all over the place. It was a mess.
I feel that. I ain't gonna lie, because old buddy would have came around like a year ago. I wouldn't even.
No, sir.
So messed up, like you know what I mean, or not being able to see properly. Yeah. So no, I really do feel that. Yeah. I get that.
Absolutely.
I get that. I told him I was like, I don't want to get in my own way this time.
There
like I literally told him that because you all right, you're so good. Oh,
you can't deny him. You gotta
I
let
cannot.
Him. Yeah. You gotta let him in. You gotta let that man is over there doing the dude. He's doing it up.
That man said, "I want you, and I'm gonna have you."
Period. He ain't letting up. That's what I'm talking about, good sir. But you got to get her off one of them jobs.
Yeah, okay? Like
we need her off one of them jobs. Okay, she need to be a full time entrepreneur with you as the backup fund. Okay.
Yeah, anyway. He knows that.
Notes. Take the notes, sir. Take the notes.
He gonna be like, lady.
Just saying. So I got one more question for you.
Okay.
I got more, but we ain't got time. It's too many.
Oh, okay.
I put
okay,
too many
okay.
questions on the board. Okay. What relationship advice would you give 15-year-old DeSandria?
First thing is focus on DeSandria. Mm. Like, I think my world began to open up when I literally just focused on me, period, from inside out. Like,
the men ain't gonna like that answer.
No, they don't like that. They don't like it. Y'all are my focus. Like, and then also what I would tell 15-year-old, because I remember where I was when I was 15 mm-hmm. and what I was doing and feeling and going through, I would learn how to like make it through the hard stuff.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I think that's what life is all about, getting through the hard stuff, still doing it, even when you don't feel like it or when something happens. Or are you heartbroken? Are you depressed? You know?
Yeah.
Or financial issues ain't right. Like just doing the hard stuff and just empowering through it and knowing that it's going to be okay. Like if you don't quit and give up, you don't succeed.
Absolutely.
I think that was it. And did you just gorgeous, girl? Like
come
I went through stuff, you know, like my dad's side of family, you know, like self-esteem issues, mm-hmm. and just recognizing like that I'm that nigga, I'm that bitch, like from an early age, like already knowing and my mom, she would try to drill it in me, and then sometimes I would lose sight of that.
Yeah.
But now it's nothing anyone can tell me. Like you could, even if you couldn't get, oh man, I think so highly of myself.
Yep.
And I believe in myself so much. There's nothing anyone can say.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's gonna, everything's gonna work out. And I truly, like, that's, honestly, that's my business. I'm authentic. I'm myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even want to come like this today. I'm gonna be honest. I had my outfit picked out. My hair was right. But then everything kind of shifted. And
you came exactly how you're supposed to.
I was like, you know what? I'm gonna come the way that I am, because mm-hmm. this is me. Like, it's not always glamorous. It ain't everything you see on Instagram. Just, today was hard. I've been working for like 12 hours.
Ooh.
Like, it's no joke. So I just wanted to come, like, you know what? This is what I'm going through. This is transparent. It's real.
Yep.
Every day I ain't looking like a supermodel, but I am. But every day I don't look like one.
Period.
You know, and every day I don't feel good.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's real.
Every day I don't feel good. But I think if I would have learned those things earlier, you know, in my life, I wouldn't have been so easily moved by what people think about me or what they don't think about me. Or if a man loves me, not if he likes me. Nigga, do I like you?
Right.
You.
Oh, my God.
Everybody like me. Do I like you? Like, that's the question.
Yes.
That's what I give to my kid. And my kid is so highly confident. Like, I drill it, and I be asking her, what do you think about yourself?
Yeah.
Like, I already know what I see, and I just thank you all of that in a bag of chips every day. But tell me what you think. And then when she tells me what she thinks, if I feel like, girl, it ain't good enough, I'd be like, all right, let's just reiterate that. Let's, like, go back, take some steps back, and figure out why you feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I would tell little D, because, honestly, my middle name is Lachey. I would tell her, like, girl, you're unstoppable. You're mm-hmm. gorgeous. You are enough. Just the way you are. Like, you have everything inside of you to get where you need to be.
Yep. Like, you don't need no nappy head ass boy to tell you
no different.
You don't.
I didn't need any of that.
No
and
different.
No, like, that love I thought I needed or wanted, it wasn't it. Like, I'm so glad that I know now, but I wish I would have knew earlier.
Yeah.
I truly do.
But like, now your lessons are teaching your daughter, so she don't have to make them same mistakes.
Amen. Yeah. I'd be damned if I see it.
Listen.
I tell all the time, like, please, like, I know, you know, they don't know. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know how we grew up or whatever. And I'm sorry, I had a good life, Mom. I'm not saying that. But
she's like, hold on.
I'm like, wait, now like,
wait a minute.
For you.
You like, ain't come out no hood.
I know, Mama. I know. Like, I'm not saying that. That's why I tell my daughter, you're not from the hood. Like, get your together, girl.
Right. You're not struggling.
Man. You're not struggling. You have a sauna where you live at. You don't know.
Listen. Like, shit, only sauna we had sit on that hot ass pavement out in the parking lot.
Watch your egg cook, because, like, honey, you don't have to drink out of the faucet outside.
We got some filter water here, bottle water option.
You drink sparkling water.
Right. You want some bubbles or no?
Right. Still a sparkling. I didn't know what that was. Like, stay 48, what? But yeah, I mean, I'm grateful for where I am now, you know, because God's timing is perfect.
Perfect.
It really is.
Divine.
I'm just now being able to say that confidently.
Yeah, because we before you like, okay, Lord,
what's taking so long?
What is going on?
Like,
I don't
these
understand.
Western weapons are prospering at this point.
They're prospering and they whooping
happening.
My ass,
girl. Mary can't give up now. I don't know what's happening. What is happening?
Listen, these shackles is on my feet.
Yes,
Lord, help me.
They changed. I'm down.
Look. Yes. Once you get onto the other side, it's so much. It's so good over there. It's just good.
It's
you just
good.
Thank them every day. So yeah, I so appreciate you for coming.
I appreciate you so much. Like, you have no idea. I'm so honored to be up here.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
I love the platform you created and what you're doing, giving people voices that normally wouldn't have one.
Yep.
You know, and I love your voice. I love your voice.
Thank
it's
you.
A lot of stupid ass podcasts out there in the world
wearing us out.
Wearing us out, and people watch them. I'd be like, you download that into your brain. Yeah.
And
like,
they make that their personality.
They do.
It's like, can you answer my question without reiterating or regurgitating what you heard on somebody's platform?
Please.
Can we have a conversation?
Can you read a book? Like, So, no, I appreciate what you do. And then having me back, when you were, I was like, oh my God. I was like, yes, yes, yes. Like, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. You know, and even though today didn't like happen the way I planned it, it happened the way it was supposed to.
It always will.
I'm grateful.
Always, yes. And you know, that's your camera. You let the folks know where to follow you, how to follow you, what you got coming up, anything you want them to know.
Yes. So you guys, I do have a lot of things coming up and my team does as well. So if you guys ever need me or have any questions, reach out to me. I'm the sweetest realtor on Instagram, or it's the sweetest realty. I honestly don't. That's sad, y'all.
Just put the sweetest.
The sweetest. The sweetest. And then see this beautiful face and you got me. All right. But yeah, I host open houses like every Sunday because I work my other job. So I do like two open houses and most of them are event themed. So we're always doing something like building bouquets or decorating cupcakes, you know, or like we made bracelets last time. So I'm always trying to do something fun and festive to get the home buyers excited, because like the home buying journey is no joke. You know, it's not for the weak.
No.
And so my job is to make it as easy, as seamless, as fun as possible. Mm-hmm. And I handle everything on the back end. But yeah, you guys, if you need me, follow me on Instagram. And yeah, like that's it. That's all I got.
That's a lot. That's a lot to have. Okay.
It is.
I appreciate you coming on the Core Queen Chat. It's always an honor and a privilege to have you on the platform. And y'all know who I am. I'm Didi Leggett. I'm not going to give you my spiel today because I don't feel like it. I'm sleepy. But I just need y'all to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I ain't on Twitter. Fuck that. TikTok, Snapchat, everywhere. If you Google the Core Queen, I'll pop up. Didi Leggett. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, the Core Queen Chat. I need you to subscribe to the channel. I need you to like this video. I need you to share this video. I need you to comment under this video. And I need your people to know about the Core Queen. So let them know about my show. If you want to be on a guest on the show and I like you enough, I'll bring you on. Send me a DM or our inbox and we could talk about it. Next week, we got a panel coming up, so we're going to have a great conversation. So make sure y'all tune in to see who's next in the chat. I'm out, y'all.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcasts. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.